Hi, it's Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing, and I want to talk about why you may unintentionally be pushing clients away, driving clients away, and artificially getting far less clients retained than you otherwise would. I can sum it all up in one word: hope. You need to be able to give hope, ethical hope, not bullshit, Pollyanna, oh, I'm pulling the wool over your eyes kind of hope to potential clients, but you have to give them hope. That's why they called you. They called you for help. They need to know that you're going to help them. They need to know that there might be light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, I know every case is different. Every fact pattern is different. All those disclaimers are important. I totally understand that. And again, you can't bullshit people. You can't promise them false things or any of that. I understand that too. But you have to speak in a way that gives people hope, because without that, the alternative is negative stuff, bad stuff. Did you know that this was serious? You know, this is very serious, and this and that can happen to you. You know, that's important to know, but you got to realize the person calling you for help is already depressed, frightened, upset, in a highly emotional state. If you don't bring them towards the positive and turn the conversation that way and at least give them some ideas on the way their situation can come out better than they think it could come out, they're going to be repulsed by you if you're negative. I've watched this. I've needed legal help myself, and I've talked to attorneys, and the ones that are like, rah, 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 I can't tell you anything. You just got to come in the office, and this is serious. I don't want to work with them because they're repulsing me with their negativity. They're making me feel bad. Would you want to work with anyone that makes you feel bad? No. So you have to give hope to your clients. You have to be positive. Again, not over positive, not Pollyanna, la-la, milk and honey type stuff. Realistic, but positive. Because when you give clients hope and you change their emotions to a more positive way, they associate that positive emotion, which is what they want, with you. And they're more likely to retain you because they associate that with you. So very, very, very important point. Think about your consults. Think about how you are with people on the phone. And think about how that's affecting what's going on and whether they retain you or not. You know, things may be not going well in your practice, so it may be hard to do this, or you may be annoyed one day, or you may be having a tough time, whatever it is, but you got to keep that positivity in mind, and you got to make sure, like I think Muhammad Ali or someone said, keep hope alive. Very, very important.